What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Inner Circle Podcast, officially season two now. And this has been so long in the making because I took a fat break from recording and doing all my other side hustles, and it's been hectic these past few months coming into the new year. But it's 2022 now. I'm back in it, and I have kind of like more or less renovations for the entire brand and the podcast itself. So there's gonna be a lot of new things that are gonna start happening. But you know, always with me, joining me right now is my good friend Preston, as you know, co-hosting this. So
hey, what's up, it's good to be back. Now we've been recording back-to-back episodes, let me tell you guys. So yesterday Rahelia and I got on, so I picked him up, right? And we're chilling, hanging out a little bit, and we actually recorded an episode for my podcast, the Rich Boy Podcast, like in person, which is it's actually the first time him and I recorded in person. And yeah, it was pretty fun, man. It was pretty fun, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot different of a
It's a different of a vibe,
I guess.
Yeah, it's a different of a vibe.
That's
because
the best way to describe it.
Yeah, it's different because you're sitting next to the person. You're actually looking them in the eye and kind of like, you know, going back to back, you know. It's nice, but I couldn't be in person today, so here we are over a Discord call, but
yeah.
like the old days, but
exactly, like
the old days. Oh man, like, yeah, you'll see, guys, on the Rich Boy Podcast when it finally goes up and running. But what's the timeline for RBP?
As far as upload schedule,
well, I mean, like, what do you have going on right now behind the scenes?
Oh, okay. Behind the scenes, well, I got like two videos I'm working on. Not sure when that's going to be done. Probably going to have the one with you and me out possibly before the one with me and Mario. Even though we've
been, oh, got you. Uh-huh.
Because it's just a lot shorter of a video. It's right. Like an hour shorter. So it's like, uh-huh, it's a lot less to edit, so it's like easier to put out. And then, you know, obviously got the one Mario coming up. Thinking of trying to get Gabe on soon to kind of introduce,
yeah,
you know, our main cast of people.
Uh-huh.
If he's free today, maybe. I do have a video I need to record on my main channel. So, you know, it's like kind of got a few videos, you know, juggling in the, mm-hmm, you know, in the works, but it's all good. It's all good because, you know, finally actually getting content out for RBP,
yeah,
which is good because I've kind of been slacking on that a lot. Just because, you know, a bunch of stuff's been happening. We talked about it yesterday, just a whole bunch of stuff in 2021. Somewhat of a long story, but basically what we were reiterating yesterday was that there was a lot of waves of change, you know, like very big waves,
yeah,
and all the ripple effects and everything that come from that.
Definitely.
So adjusting to all of that has been a little bit of a task. You know, it's overall all for the better. But, yeah, you know, it's like a little bit of a task because there's so much new stuff coming in. I'm trying to, you know, like delegate stuff, trying to like reprioritize, get what I need done first, mm-hmm, you know. So unfortunately, my channels have been taking a little bit of a backseat for that. But we're making a comeback, man. 2022, I'm going to have this all figured out.
Yeah, man.
I'm just going to have that consistency, bro. Consistency is my
that's the thing.
That's my new like focus. For 2022,
challenge, bro.
Yeah, it's like consistency is a bit of a challenge, dude. It is.
Yeah.
It's like people think it's just like, oh, it's easy because you guys are just like talking to a mic. It's like there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
it takes a while to
crunch down. You know what I'm saying? It takes a while to crunch all that stuff down. It's, you know.
Hey, man. Well, I appreciate you coming out, taking the time to, you know, always go on here and just chat for a little bit.
Of course, man, of course. I was gonna show from my brother.
What's it called? So yesterday we were talking about how, you know, the New Year's resolutions, actually. I don't want to give that too much away for the people, so they can watch that on your podcast. But
yeah, especially since there's a surprise guest at the end, dude.
Unexpected. Oh yeah, yeah, unexpected guest. But
some No Way Home shit, just portal in, bro. Just show it up, bro.
Oh man, I'm gonna ask you something real quick. What was one of the most beneficial parts of 2021 for you, now that we're in 2022, you know? I know it's been like, what, 3 days in, but still.
It's only my third day out here. I don't know. No. The little Uzi one. But the most beneficial thing I've learned so far. Ooh, that's a good one.
I mean, for you, anyway. Because I know you have had a lot of things happen during this past year.
Yeah, most beneficial thing I learned from 2021. I'd probably say just like kind of like taking a leap of faith, you know, and kind of acting, not kind of, definitely acting on what you have planned, even if you're not entirely sure if it's all going to go according to plan, you know what I'm saying? Because that was a lot of the things that would like hold me back, is I wouldn't.
Just the fear of, you know, messing up and just jumping for it and not knowing where you're going.
I'm not really a jumping in feet first type of person. I usually plan it out and then, you know, try and stick everything as close to the original plan as I can. Obviously, I know it's eventually not going to stick to plan, but, you know, trying to keep as much of it, you know, concise as possible.
Right.
But I feel like definitely, like, not just jumping in. I mean, like, obviously you should plan a bit of it out, but there's only a certain, there's a certain point to where you can plan it out, you know what I mean? Like, you can only plan in foolproof so much of your life until it's like, okay, you just gotta act on it at this point, you know what I'm saying? Just everybody's just, you know, waiting on you to make a move. And I think that's definitely one of the bigger lessons, or, you know, one of the newer ones that I didn't use as much throughout these last few years, you know what I'm saying? Like, I more implemented it into 2021 more than any other year. So I'd say that's probably the biggest one for me. Yeah. Huh. What about you?
Cool. Oh, what about me? Man. Well, that's gotta be, we were talking about this yesterday, how the entire timeline for us is in the 6 episodes of the first season of The Inner Circle. So, like, if you want to catch up, I know one of my friends that she's listening to this right now, she knows who she is, but I recently met her, and she's like one of those people, Preston, that although she's not on my level, or although that she's not on the same, or she's not on the level that she wants to be at right now, she's still like so supportive. We were talking about this yesterday, and she literally, like, within like a couple, like, we were talking, we were getting to know each other, I told her I had a podcast. And she, like, dropped everything, and she listened to every single episode. And, like, she's caught up. Like, she's caught up with, essentially, like, our lives, in a sense. Because I put everything into these episodes, meaning, like, there's, like, a side of me that no one knows unless if they watch the episodes. That's, like, that's it. But she's, like, although I'm not on your level, you know, I'm still going to be, like, super supportive. And that hit me hard because, you know, you don't have to be on, let's say, like, you're on a higher level than me, I don't know, like, success-wise. I'm your boy. Like, I'll still be there for you, you know? And, like, shit, like, bring me up with you, bro. Like, come on now. But I mean, my most beneficial part of 2021 must have been, I honestly, that and the fact of my entire growth, like, mentally and morally and all the above smushed together, that So yeah, that's me. That's for me right there.
Damn, there you go. Solid.
Jesus Christ, your mic just went ear rapey right now.
My bad. Here, let me adjust it. Is that better?
No, it's not better.
Okay, how about this?
There you go. Just, yeah, keep it like that.
Sorry. And I bounced out the game really quick. Boy, I was getting a bully. What the hell? You invite me on to bully me? No, but, yeah, no, that is a very good thing. We're talking about yesterday. It's like, you know, not everybody needs to be like, you can only really have like one leader of a team, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you can have quite a few supports, but it's like not everybody necessarily wants to be the leader and, you know, kind of like the star of the team. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's cool. That's respectable because, you know, you need more than one type of skill on your team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you have like 20 leaders, you're not really going to get everybody where because everybody's going to be, you know, fighting for power, right? Right. If you have like 20 supports and no leader, then you're not really going to get anywhere because everybody's just trying to find out who they're going to follow. You know what I mean? So when you delegate your team and you find out your strengths in your team to, you know, appropriately position your members and your business, that's a big part of building that, you know, because you need to figure out what you're lacking mm-hmm. and who can fill the position of the thing that you're lacking.
Exactly. You know? There you go. Yeah.
And that's, you know, one of the big things about that mm-hmm. is that, you know, like a lot of people, their teams crumble, their businesses crumble because they didn't appropriately adjust to play to each person's strength. You know,
it's more like if you're on top, you think you have the authority of everybody, which you don't. It's more like if you're the CEO of a company, it's not like you have like leashes around them, controlling them. Nah, it's like you still gotta be humble, you know.
Exactly. And you know, like that's why a lot of it's really odd to me that a lot of teachers and mentors and stuff like that, like clearly ones that aren't as experienced and like, you know, hirers or recruiters or whatever you know, want to call them in whatever specific scenario you're in life. Uh-huh. A lot of them think that you need to be good or at least different or at least, sorry, not different, decent at everything. And they try and put you in positions to where they're playing to your weaknesses. And you're, you know, at least in my case, you're trying to explain them like, look, there's clearly someone on the team who's better than me at this. And, you know, I don't have, you know, too big of an ego to admit when people are better than me, but I'm also better than this other person at something. So if you just readjust this team, we'll be smoking everybody here, bro. I'm going to be smoking on your top five, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's like, there's no reason to keep us in these positions where clearly I'm better than this other person. And this other person is clearly better than me. Just swap us out, you know, switch us out, reorganize, and we'll be all good to go. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Yeah.
And you should honestly, you know, like practice and work on your weaknesses when it's inconsequential. You know what I mean? Huh. When there's not big stakes on the line.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. There's not
huge stress and toll on you. Uh-huh. Because although, yeah, I mean, the trial by fire thingy sometimes works, it only really works if the person that is going under the trial by fire is either has been trained enough previously or has enough experience in a similar field in order to make it work, you know? And people kind of mistake that sort of prior experience or prior training for their method of trial by fire working. I'm like, it didn't work. You just got lucky because that person was either experienced before or had a ton of previous training but didn't really act on it. So then they kind of figured out how to act on it. You know what I mean? I'm like, that's not a method of training. That's kind of just being lazy and being like, I don't know, if you sink, you sink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Which is like, if you sink, you sink. Like, that's, it's like kind of like, well, in my part, I'd say like, yeah, you deserve it. But to a very like few selected people, like people who don't want to, remember how I brought up the rotting pear analogy yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes, it's like that. So it's actually funny because yesterday I was, when me and Preston were hanging out, we spent pretty much the whole day together, bro. It was super chill, super laid back. We got a lot of stuff done yesterday. Yeah. We recorded for the Retro Play podcast. It's gonna be on Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, YouTube, along with Preston's ASMR channel, which is Dotrinix, is Dotrinix on YouTube. Go subscribe, like every video of his, and exactly. give one of his videos a listen, bro. That was a quick shout out, but
little promo.
But yesterday, we walked around the mall for a little bit, and we were hungry. So long story short, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, and we go in. No, it was a car right there. And one of my boys, he was on live, and his name is Branson, bro. I need to get Branson on one of the episodes, bro, because he's like a young entrepreneur. He's in the stock market. He told me yesterday, he's like, I'm gonna make 100K before I'm 19, and that shit hit me so. Preston was there when he said it.
Yeah, we were both there.
He was there, bro. He was like, I'm gonna make 100K before I'm 19, and that shit hit me hard, cause he's like, I'm 100K before 19. I'm gonna be wearing a buzz down Rolly, before you know it, bro. Walking Wall Street, and then he told me, I've seen the buzz down you have, and every time you wear it or put it on your story, like, I feel like I need to get one. Like, I'm like, I want one too, you know? So that hit me hard because, you know, you could see something you like, but all you got to do is, like, you know, ask the person or talk to them. Just by following the person, you'll slowly, like, have you ever heard the, I didn't buy a Lambo for the Lambo. I bought the Lambo for the people, for the group of the people who own Lambos. Yeah, have you ever heard that before?
No, I don't think I heard about that one.
Yeah, so it's like, I think I saw it on Instagram where it was one of these motivation pages. It was like, I didn't buy a Lamborghini for the Lamborghini. I bought the Lamborghini for the people who own Lamborghinis. Like, so, it's like
damage or
No. It's like, it's for, like, you learn. You buy the Lambo to be in the people who have Lambo money group.
Oh, you know? Okay.
And then that way you learn off of them, and then you double your net worth or something, you know?
Okay, yeah, I get you.
That's the same thing, but with, you know, I don't know, influencers. Like, if you want to play guitar, just follow people who play guitar and just start talking to them, and then you'll be into groups, and, you know, who knows where that'll take you. And that's what we were talking about a lot yesterday on the Rich Boy podcast, is that all you got to do is just talk to people, and who knows where that'll freaking take you. Like, talk to people who are in your interest or are interested in the same thing as you are, and then they'll bring you up if they like you back. If they like you back and you're, like, you know, talkative or whatever, you're open, who knows if they'll take you in and, you know, bring you up from there. But yeah.
I mean, a lot of life is about connections, dude. A lot of life is just, you know, building those connections and networking with people. And my dad quoted this one guy, I can't remember who it was, but the saying is, life isn't about what you know, it's about who you know.
Mm.
That one hit me a lot because I was like, you know what? That shit's really true though. Because I started networking with people and, you know, getting into more, you know, social groups and everything like that. Uh-huh. And, you know, groups that weren't even really in fields that I was interested in, but they were people who I liked. And I was like, okay, you're cool. I like you. Teach me something about your group. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that builds a lot of your knowledge and, you know, social network and gives you a lot of sway in a lot of, you know, situations and determining factors. And people will come to you for advice and be like, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? I'm thinking of making like a serious decision and I want you to advise me. And that's you know, a big part of life because, you know, you can give them the best advice that you have available. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously warn them. It's like, okay, obviously, you know, I'm not a professional at this, so you should make your own. You should make your own choices. I'm not a professional, but it, you know, my best advice is blah 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 blah. And then, you know, I'd explain the reason why I think that and like what the outcome would most likely be. And a lot of people thank me a lot for that. Like, hey, dude, you know, like I took your advice. You know, I tried to stick mostly to what you said, and it turned out pretty well. You know, it wasn't perfect, but it was a lot better than I think it may have ended if I hadn't talked to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that goes back to when Gabe FaceTimed me for the first time, probably back in February. We were talking about this too in the in your episode yesterday. Yeah. How that's where like the timeline kind of started. And we were talking about how like point. Yeah. We were talking about how you know, like shit in your timeline that branched off into opportunity and you just took it and you just started going up. Cause if Gabe hadn't had FaceTime me that one time to hang out, I would have never met back up with you again, and the inner circle probably would have never you know, came to fruition. Or even I wouldn't even have known that you moved in with your, oh crap, this is the first episode of 2022 when you're in a new place, huh?
Yeah, it is.
So
as far as the inner circle, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it was season one. It was one of the episodes where you got on like at 10. It's in the first season, but you sounded just exhausted. Oh, yeah, and yeah. We were talking about how you were working and you got to do the same thing again the next day. So comparing yourself from that night to right now, how's your mental state 1 out of 10?
Like comparatively, probably like 10, like 9, 10, something really high.
Like in happiness, like overall happiness and like creativity.
Yeah, a lot better. Like a lot better too, because, you know, just had to seize the opportunity when it came. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the things that got me out of that hole back in 2021. I was kind of just stuck doing the same shit I like carried over, and I was just like sick and tired of it, bro.
I was
like, you know what? Fuck this whole job. Fuck this schedule.
This shit, man. I'm out.
Yeah, I was like, I'm done. Get me out. I'm fucking exhausted all the time. I wake up, work, sleep. Wake up, work, sleep. I don't do anything besides that. Yeah. Barely have time to talk to any of my friends, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm either always getting interrupted by someone knocking on my door every 5 minutes, or like, you know, I'm just working 10-hour shifts, you know, like doing construction in like 100-degree heat, you know, just barely digging into the hard-ass California soil. You hit it with a pickaxe, it does absolutely fucking nothing. You know, you're swinging at it like extremely hard. Yeah, and you can't swing too hard because there are pipes right beneath it.
Oh, so gotcha.
Yeah, and then you got to dig under and around and blah, 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 blah. And the customer, you know, complains because their thing isn't perfectly symmetrical, you know?
Hmm.
And it's just like, okay, that's literally not how dirt works. But I guess you haven't had any, you know, I guess you haven't had any digging experience outside of Minecraft, dude. You don't get square blocks. You get dirt that sinks in, you know?
Yeah. Man, how come my dirt isn't perfectly square? Just I put it right here. So it's supposed to stay there. It's
like doing geometry and stuff like that. Well, if you hit it at this angle precisely, approximately 3 square inches. What the? That is not how that shit works, dude.
Yeah.
Especially when you have like a lot of California soil is made out of like there's like a lot of clay in it. There's like a high clay concentration. So you hit it and it just barely cracks the dirt. It's not like digging where it's not just smooth. Like you slam it with a pickaxe, you like fully wind up and it just barely cracks the dirt.
Yeah.
You know,
Preston's a big dude. So if Preston's a big dude, so if he says that he can't break shit, I can't even do this.
I can, but it's just, it takes forever. And especially since most of the jaws were like 60 feet of trenching. It's never just dig these 10 feet. It's like dig these 60 to 80 feet on a hillside. Trying not to slip off the hill. You know, it's like there's no protection, no insurance or anything. None of that. There's, if you fall, it's on you, you know, and that's just it.
Yeah.
You know, fuck up your toe, fuck up your back, and, you know, hit by something. Snooze, you lose, I guess, bro. You know, like that's the insurance policy is you just got to react fast enough, you know.
But should have put mini Pekka, bro.
For real, spawn the fucking hefe army on the fucking trench, bro. Give them all shovels. Fuck, would have got it done in like 2 seconds. Bro.
Oh man, what's it called? Yeah, I kind of got sidetracked now. I don't know. We're kind of going off the dome.
Yeah, but like as far as like mental state and stuff like that, it's a lot improved. And, you know, that's why I said my biggest lesson was to just act on your plan, even if you're not sure if it's going to go 100% your way, because usually it never goes 100% your way. There's always like
that's another thing,
minor obstacle learn. Or some major obstacle or something that just blocks you. And you just got to learn to adapt and, you know, be flexible enough to the point where you can adapt around obstacles, but not malleable in the sense that you just kind of keep adjusting your plan over and over and over until you get completely different results because you molded it to be a completely different plan around the obstacles, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I feel that.
So
you just gotta not fold. You just gotta not fold under pressure.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's a difficult thing because...
And that's hard. Yeah, that's easy to say, but, you know, it's hard to do, but...
Yeah, at least in my life, it's just like you just constantly getting thwacked with shit. You know, obstacles are just around every corner. And not so much anymore.
You're chilling now.
Kind of relaxed. Yeah, I'm just like chilling now, you know, just getting everything stable, kind of set everything up, set up my own life and everything, you know.
Making them venti mango dragon fruit, bro.
Yeah, dude. I work at Starbucks now. So, bro, so easy. Literally. It's like, you kidding me? I just get to chill inside of like an air conditioned or heated, you know, coffee shop. And it's like a handful of ingredients for a drink. Easy money, bro. We got it.
Easy money, bro. Remember what I said yesterday? How you were on that 10-day leave? And then you still get paid without doing anything. I'm like, passive income.
I know, passive income. I was like, this is great, though, because, you know, it's like, it does kind of suck that I can't go back to work for 10 days or until the 10th of this month, which is like 7 days from now, so a week.
Yeah,
I got a whole week, though. And you know, because like, oh, you were exposed to someone who contracted COVID. And I was like, okay, well, I'm fine. So I'm going to be able to go back to work. So I'm not tripping off that. It does kind of suck, but then at the same time, it's like, to be fair, I do have quite a few videos waiting in my queue that I need to upload to my main channel, to RBP and stuff like that, and record with you. So it's like, to be fair, that does give me an opportunity. So you know I'm on that shit, you know what I'm saying? So it did kind of suck at first. It's like, okay, it's cool, I'm getting paid and it's not coming out of my sick days. It does kind of suck because I'm going to have hella time to do I don't know with. And then I was like, wait a minute. Actually, I have quite a few things I need to do. So it doesn't suck now that I think about it. I'm actually very grateful for the fact, very thankful too, that I get to just, you know, work on my channels, you know, bust them out, stuff like that. Take a little bit of a break, stuff like that from work, you know, not have to worry about you know, how am I going to make money for this week? You know, so it's like, you know what? Actually, I'm really thankful for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, you're in a way better spot than you were probably maybe 7 months ago. The first ever video that we put out on YouTube was 7 months ago.
Damn. That far back?
Yeah, man. 7 months ago.
Damn.
And then now you're going to take these next... we were talking about this yesterday, how you're going to take the seven days you have, or the 10 days you have to pump out content and just, yeah, you know, be a powerhouse for social media talking. So
yeah, 2022, I'm taking this serious, bro. My main channel, because I started in 2020, at the end of 2020.
You mean DodgeMix?
Yeah, DodgeMix ASMR. In December 8th, 2020, dude, I still need to do a 1,000 subscriber special, and I still need to do a 1 year anniversary.
Fool's at like a fool's like at 1,500, so hasn't done like the thousand subscriber special.
I know, dude. I'm lagging on that. I feel so bad because I'm like, guys, I'm really not blowing you guys off. It's just I'm like genuinely very busy. Like, a lot of things have been shifting in my life all at once, and I'm trying to like juggle all of them. And it's like I'm really not ignoring you guys. Like, you know, the small amount of fame hasn't gotten to my head. It's like I'm just genuinely that busy. Like, I'm not.
No, dude. 1,000 people, like. That's one thing for me. Like, you know, it's from content creator to content creator. Knowing that you changed one person's life through the content you pump out is just all for it. Like, I don't care if I don't care if one person listens to this. I don't care if 100 people listen to this. As long as someone's affected by what I do, it's all for it.
Yeah, like. Even though my boyfriend videos just like get thwacked hard by the YouTube algorithm and they just don't show up, I still make them. Even though it's like, why are you still making them? You know, like that just seems stupid. Like, you know, it's not going to get that many views. It's like
it's for the subscribers that have variety now. They can scroll down and be like, ooh.
It's like, first off, I make them for the people who still request them. So it's like, if I know people are going to watch it, I'm going to make it. Even if it's not as much. And I know that my Yandere videos do way more, like by like hundreds of times higher. It's like, I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to do it because, you know, like, I'm loyal to my community, and if they say they want it and they're going to watch it and it, you know, it helps them, you know, sleep and shit like that at night, or helps them comfort, then I'm going to make it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, there's no way around it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Maybe I should get into ASMR. I'm just kidding.
Care for ASMR?
Stop.
Arise.
Hit it with the hog rider.
Oh man, el paremos.
Oh man. Stop. Oh, didn't you get an episode with Mario in for the RBP?
Yeah, that was like it was almost 2 hours. We recorded for over 2 hours, God, but we took some breaks and stuff like that. We cut some stuff out. But yeah, no. So that's why I'm like, even though technically that was my second one, but then we re-recorded yours. So then technically that's my first one because yours was,
it was re-recorded a redo,
yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. It was a little confusing, as far as like which one's the first episode. So that one is, I'm going to try and get that one out ASAP, and then I'm going to try and get yours edited.
Yeah.
And you know, like thumbnailed up and everything ASAP.
Yeah, I could help you out with this immediately after this. We're just chilling here for like 2 hours and just grind it out.
Yeah, well, I gotta record another video, so I'm probably gonna go for a little bit after this.
Oh, okay, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. How much? What's one of the biggest things you took out of 2021?
Shit.
You go into a ton of specifics yesterday. You're just like, oh yeah, man, a lot's changed. And obviously, I know, but from the audience perspective, they don't know.
One of the biggest, what would you ask?
What's one of the biggest lessons or biggest changes in your life from 2021?
If someone's in your way by any shape or form from where you want to be, just shoot him? If anyone's in your way from where you want to be, like success wise or business wise or whatever, just cut them off and just block them and just move on. It's for the better of you. And then later in your future self, you can decide whether to, you know, act on that again and, you know, I don't know, add them back or whatever. But I guess if you blocked them, you blocked them for a reason. So I just,
One of the sayings I have, I don't know if it was coined by me, probably not. But one of the things I love to say is if you're writing someone out of your life, or if you're trying to finish a chapter in your life, then stop writing in the same chapter. You got to end that chapter eventually, or else it's not even a chapter at that point. It's just
a run-on sentence. You know,
it's just a continuous run-on sentence. So it's like if someone's in your life and you want them out, but you keep them around, then you don't want them out. You don't want to end that chapter of your life. People are like, I don't know when the next chapter of my life is going to start. My boy, that depends entirely on when you want it to. It can be right now if you wanted it to.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of people don't think that. Just stop writing.
I don't know about stop you, Preston. Stop writing that chapter, you know? I don't know about you, bro, but I like for chapters, like my friend's like, oh, like I can't wait for the next chapter of my life. Like, what you mean you're on a chapter already, bro? Like, I'm barely on my epilogue, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we're legit on the epilogue.
We're on my level, even if we're in the same building on the same floor.
I was telling Preston yesterday too how my respect for you could be at an all-time high. I could respect you as much as you respect me, but if we're in the same room, like, you can't outmatch my drive and, you know, motivations. Like, it's not happening. Like, mentally speaking, I'm like, I don't want to say like, well, yeah, I'm going to say I'm like way up there. I'm like, if you put me in sophomore year next to me right now is completely 100% like non-identical. It's crazy how much I have evolved this past 2021. It's just insane. But now, you know, 2022, I get to focus more on the Inner Circle season 2, more merch. More consistent with the upload schedules. We're going to try to practice that. And I'm going to be featuring more on the Rich Boy podcast. So I'm going to be kind of more busier from now on, because we're going to start to put more gas on both these projects. So, you know, can't wait for what's going to happen, man. More guests. I need to get Branson on this, bro. He would kill. I need him to get a mic. Hey, Branson, I know you listen to this, bro. Get a mic, bro. Get a mic. Plug into your PC, your computer setup at home. Clear like an hour, 30 minutes of your day, bro. And just hop on Discord with me and we talk for like an hour, 30 minutes, bro. Interview style, dog. It's going to be a banger, bro. Trust me, bro. It's gonna be crazy. Like, how you like the? I need your hype on this, bro. I've seen you on live, dude. Preston, I've seen your. You're like, what'd you say? You're like 100K from 19, and I need that, man. But yeah, man. I think we're about to. Today was like a short episode, 40 minutes, but Preston, thank you for coming on again. As always, you know, you're always welcome on here. Well, since you're co-host, but you know, I'm co-host on I'm co-host on the Rich Boy podcast too. So I'm gonna be on there more frequently. Probably maybe every other episode. I don't want to be like, you know, like intruding into your guest or whatever. But yeah. I'm like the cameo in your podcast. Because I have a podcast as well, so we both have our platforms. But thank you, bro, for coming on, for spending some time with me. And yeah, guys, this is the first episode of season 2. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And I'm gonna try to be more frequent with upload schedules. I know I've been kind of slacking with this, but you know,
be cranking out a lot more, bro. We got this.
This is nothing from what we're about to do right now. But Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll catch you guys later. Hope you guys have a good day, and have, I don't know, 2022.
Peace out, guys. It's our year, bro.
It's our year.